We've been having these family summer camps here at Amravati since 1985. So this, I think, is the 31st of these family summer camps. So this is very much a part of Amravati life. And so I encourage everybody in the community both to comply with the child protection protocols that Sister Tisara described, and to be sort of respectful of that, but also, I feel it's important to understand the kind of the relationship of the monastery and the family camp, or even the families visiting here. The other day, somebody came and they were with their two small kids, and they were apologizing for their child sort of wandering around making lots of noise, and I was pointing out, well, you know, that the child is, you know, 1.5, 2 years old, and it's natural for them to make a lot of noise. That's what kids do. And and reassuring her that it was quite all right, and that she shouldn't feel sort of embarrassed or upset. And the certainly we appreciate silence and quiet, and we have an emphasis in monastic training on kaya viveka, or physical seclusion. We have, during this period, we have times for our own personal retreats. We stay in our rooms or our kutis, our huts in the quiet places, and keep sort of personal seclusion. But one of the reasons why Lumpur Sumedho chose the name Chitta Viveka for Chithurst Monastery was because that physical seclusion, being alone or being quiet, being silent, being still, is just one kind of retreat or retreating. And more, in a way, more profound or more important and more useful is the quality of citta viveka, or inner seclusion. And the physical seclusion helps us to develop that quality of citta viveka, or inner seclusion. This means it's a retreat internally, one of our attitude, because even when the room is very noisy, like at the mealtime on a Saturday or a Sunday, it can be quite a hubbub, a blur of noise happening here in the sala. But if you notice, you can be completely quiet inside. There can be all kinds of noise and activity, agitation going on. But inside, you can be completely still, completely quiet. So your ears are hearing a lot of sound, and yet inside there's silence, or there's a lot of movement around, but there's a quality of stillness. So this is a really important aspect of practice, Dhamma, developing the practice of Dhamma. And I feel Amravati is really tailor-made. It's kind of an ideal situation to develop these skills. So rather than thinking, oh, all these people, this noise, all these kids, oh, I can't practice, there's all these people, all this noise, all this stuff, then I'd say that's an attitude that's going to create a lot more suffering, more stress and difficulty within oneself. And instead, it's a good opportunity, like being here on a Saturday morning, Sunday morning, to say, ah, this is a great chance to develop this quality of citta viveka. Can I be in the midst of all this agitation, this movement and this sound, and yet be still, be quiet inside, and have a completely peaceful and clear attitude in relationship to it. Also, it helps us to just reflect, like in the morning chanting, we consider sanya anicca, perceptions are changing, perceptions are uncertain. Sankhara anicca, you know, mental formations, thoughts and moods and feelings, they're changing, they're uncertain. Sanya anatta, perceptions are not self. Sankhara anatta, you know, mental formations are not self. So this is similarly not just the perceptions, the sounds we hear, or the movements, the colors and shapes, but also our own thoughts and moods, that the feelings of liking or disliking. Maybe we really enjoy it when there's all the bustle and color of the family camp, and it's something that we delight in. Oh, great, fantastic, place comes alive at last. Or maybe at the other end of the spectrum, we feel, oh no. Can I just hide away or go somewhere else and wait for it all to be over? Then I can be peaceful. If at those times, when those, if or if those attitudes arise, we say, "Oh, this is the feeling of approving. This is a enjoying the presence of activity and color and the vitality of family life. This is, if we're wise, we'll notice this is a feeling of approving. Or if the mind is going towards the what you can call the curmudgeonly, grumpy, complaining, the sort of grumpy old man, bloody children, why don't they shut up? Get them out of here. They don't belong. How can I practice? So grumpy old man attitude. Then it's to notice, oh, look, that's the sound of the grumpy old man. Uh-huh. Yeah, grumpy old men arise and pass away. These are not who and what we are. So there's simple words, sanya anicca, perceptions are changing. Perceptions are uncertain. They're unstable. Perceptions are not self. Sankara, attitudes, feelings, ideas. They're not who and what we are. So if we're wise, we'll know, oh, this is the feeling of approving. That's all. Approval arises and passes away. This is a feeling of disapproving, a disliking. Dislike arises, passes away. So in that simple reflection, if we take the trouble to apply that, it makes a huge difference to the way we relate and the way we learn from what we experience. If we're unwise, we'll just believe our perceptions. We'll think, well, I like that, and we think, therefore, it's good. Or we think, I dislike that, or, you know, that's annoying, and therefore we think it's bad. And if we believe our perceptions, then there's no possibility of liberation. We are imprisoned, we are confined, limited by our own perceptions, our own opinions and beliefs. But if we're able to recognize, oh, I like that one, this is the feeling of liking, or didn't like that one, then we are, if we're able to know that, then there's a freedom, there's a great peacefulness, and we can relate to those aspects of like and dislike, approval, disapproval, with a quality of balance. So that I really encourage this as something to pick up. It's not a big effort to make. It's not like the having to pick up, you know, a large object, you know, like a big cupboard that weighs 100 pounds, or a table, or a huge weight. It's not like a massive effort. It's a small effort, but it's an effort that is applied in a particular way, like putting a key in a lock. It's not a big effort, but if you make that particular effort, it makes a huge difference. So just to remember, oh, perceptions are uncertain. And also seeing how at certain times we might like what we taste, or what we smell, what we see, and other times we dislike that. Like an example that I often is familiar to everyone is if you're hungry, and it's an example I use a lot because it's so obvious. When you're hungry and you come into the sala and it's 11:20, and you smell the food off the server, you go, ooh, right, interesting. The feeling of sense of appeal and interest. And then once you've eaten and your stomach is full, and you come into the sala and you smell the same food smell, and you, oh, this place really stinks. Let's open some windows. Let's get some air in here. This is awful. It's the same smell, I would suggest, but the mind holds it in a completely different way. So when the mind goes, oh, this really stinks in here, just to notice, ah, sanya anicca, perceptions change. And so it's not a big effort, but I guarantee if we just take the trouble to notice approval, disapproval, liking, disliking, and notice for that moment what's present, then we find a quality of ease and freedom that we never find if we're believing in our likes and dislikes and our hopes and fears, and believing what our mind creates as judgments. So that's enough for me this morning. Please enjoy the day. I'm sure there's a lot to prepare for the family camp, and I hope you have a delightful week.